Let's go back for a moment to the summer of 2016, when Hillary Clinton was heavily favored to become the next president of the United States. There was one story that dominated the coverage of her campaign.
FBI Director James Comey's decision to send a letter to Congress about newly discovered emails in the Hillary Clinton investigation.
First, let me say that I am confident that I never sent nor received any information that was classified.
She said that she did not email any classified information. The FBI director says that's untrue.
Your emails are no less or no more important than the emails of anyone else.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about your damn emails.
Thank you. Me too.
After Donald Trump's election, researchers at Harvard University's Berkman Klein Center for Internet and Society found that media coverage of the Clinton campaign overwhelmingly focused on scandals surrounding her campaign rather than policy issues. Coverage of the Trump campaign, on the other hand, favored policy over scandals. Last week, the State Department released a report on Clinton's use of a private email server as Secretary of State. The report found 91 security violations, but ultimately determined that there was, quote, no persuasive evidence of systemic, deliberate mishandling of classified information. And this time, the news media was pretty quiet.
It very much tracks with what Jim Comey told the public back in the summer of 2016, that there was some evidence that Secretary Clinton or people at the State Department were careless, but there was no deliberate effort to mishandle classified information, and that by and large, most of these people were trying to obey the rules as often as possible, but sometimes there were some slip-ups.
That's Byron Tao, a reporter for the Wall Street Journal, who reported on the Clinton email story back in 2016. In light of the State Department's report, I asked Byron to reflect on the coverage of Clinton's emails in the run-up to the 2016 election.
You know, the view on the story is that what she was being investigated for, which was allegedly mishandling classified information, is something that the government takes very seriously. And we've seen others who are lower down in the government who have had similar cases find themselves in pretty significant legal jeopardy, not necessarily being prosecuted, but oftentimes being dismissed from their jobs for sort of similar fact patterns. And I think the sense at the time was that it was a fairly important story that spoke to the secretary's judgment in office and her handling of her personal affairs.
We should continue to note here that it wasn't just the Journal. I mean, the New York Times had a big role in how they reported this story so prominently. And I say that because there was a 2017 report from Harvard University's Berkman Klein Center for Internet and Society, and they did an analysis of 2016 election coverage. And I'm quoting them here. They say, quote, attempts by the Clinton campaign to define her campaign on competence, experience, and policy positions were drowned out by coverage of alleged improprieties associated with the Clinton Foundation and emails. Big question there. Did the scandal get more attention than it deserved? And, you know, were journalists really exposing some sort of bias, perhaps, towards Clinton as a female frontrunner?
Well, I think at the end of the day, it's important to remember that this was referred to the FBI as essentially a criminal matter. There was a criminal component to their investigation. There was a counterintelligence component to their investigation. And at the end of the day, one of the people running for president was under investigation for questions about her handling of classified information. And the way reporters covered that was indeed aggressive, and it was indeed a front page story in a lot of ways. But, you know, at the end of the day, this was something that the highest levels of the U.S. government were probing as a potential criminal matter. And just because ultimately they decided not to bring charges and that there was no grounds to, this was a story that journalists at the time believed that they had to cover aggressively.
New Yorker writer and CNN legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin this week apologized for his role in covering Clinton's emails. Is there value in journalists being that reflective when they think they might have made missteps in their coverage?
You know, I think there's always value in looking back at past coverage and how stories were covered and the way that Secretary Clinton and President Trump and others were covered during those election moments are worth looking at. You know, I certainly think there are big questions raised by a lot of the coverage of Clinton, including especially at the end of the election when the hacked emails from her campaign chairman, John Podesta, started being released. You know, I think the way reporters cover stolen and hacked material is something that we haven't really hashed out. And I think that's going to be a problem moving forward as well. So there's always good reasons to critically examine past coverage, and this is no different.
I definitely want to talk about going coverage moving forward into 2020, but I do want to raise the fact that according to the Washington Post, we've seen at least several members of the Trump administration who themselves have used personal email accounts to conduct government business. Is there enough coverage on that topic, given how much coverage was given to Hillary Clinton's emails?
We have certainly seen evidence of that. We've also seen reports that the president himself is fairly careless with the way that he treats records. There was a big story in Politico about his habit of, you know, tearing up paper after he uses it, which would indeed be a violation of the record-keeping laws that apply to the president. And, you know, given the sheer number of news stories that come out of this White House every day, I do, you know, acknowledge that some of those questions about information security and the use of personal emails and the record-keeping laws have gotten buried in a lot of the other scandals swirling around this administration. So it's a perfectly valid question to ask. But at the end of the day, what Secretary Clinton was under pressure for and was really sort of being investigated for was not the fact that she used a private email server, but the fact that classified material ended up on it. And that's a very different kind of fact pattern than simply using a personal device for work purposes.
When you look at this story, Byron, and you know the fact that the State Department report found really no wrongdoing here on the part of the Clinton campaign, are there lessons that you're learning and your colleagues are learning from 2016 and how that election was covered that you think journalists, either yourself or more broadly, should really consider heading into 2020? I mean, you know, I think there are many, many that we can take away, but particular to how you cover these issues regarding presidential candidates.
Well, in terms of ongoing investigations, those are always very difficult to cover. We're seeing that right now in an impeachment inquiry where a lot of the witnesses are appearing behind closed doors, and what is coming out of that is in dribs and drabs. And that was very similar to what happened with Secretary Clinton, that, you know, we learned things not in one fell swoop, not just in James Comey's press conference in July of 2016, but in small bits and pieces over the course of a very long campaign. And that is a challenge for any major story, especially one involving an investigation, that you only have insight into a small window of it until the very end. And yet there's a lot of competitive pressure on journalists to deliver updates on these investigations that the public knows are going on. And so it's a challenge when the person under investigation is Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. It's a challenge when the person under investigation is the president. And it's something that journalists are going to have to grapple with.
Byron Tao is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal, covering the Justice Department and the FBI. Byron, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.